You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Trump finally lays down the law. You know what's driving me nuts watching this?
What's that?
We have all of these liberals lying. And the liberal media lying.
Yeah.
And honestly, one of the most, the biggest mischaracterizations of a situation I think I've ever seen in my entire journalism career. Trump's at war. He's gone crazy. He's out there, you know, doing these crazy things. He's boarding ships. He's gone nuts. We need Congress to you know, as you were just talking about in the news, Lee, we need Congress to rein him in and take it away, all of his powers. And he's a madman. He's like, he's a Hitler. Okay, but what is Trump doing in Venezuela? This is why Marco Rubio gets so exasperated, Trump's Secretary of State, when they keep saying, well, he's our, yeah, are you at war? Are we at war? No, we're not. Trump is enforcing the sanctions Congress put on Iran and Russia and Venezuela with court orders. Let me repeat that. Trump is finally enforcing the sanctions Congress, Democrats, Republicans, Joe Biden, Donald Trump himself, depending on, you know, what era they were passed in. These are sanctions everybody agrees on. They're not controversial. They passed with majority votes of both parties and were signed into law either by Joe Biden or Donald Trump. Again, sanctions against Venezuela, Iran, and Russia. Also, sanctions against China operating in our territory with oil. So what is going on here? There's a massive fleet of 1,000 ships. This was explained by the Wall Street Journal, buried deep down in the article. That massive fleet of 1,000 ships. And what Venezuela has turned into is an oil smuggling terminal for our enemies. The Biden regime allowed that to happen to prop up Khomeini and the mullahs in Iran. They then took a cut of the profits. I'm putting this all together for folks. Maybe we need Nick Shirley to do this. He seems to be the only one who could do journalism in America, Lee, besides maybe like your newsroom. Maybe just Nick Shirley can make a video. It'll take him 5 minutes to explain what the mainstream media simply can't seem to put together. I don't think they want to. So what happens? I put it all together for you. To prop up the mullahs in Iran, because Democrats, the problem here is fundamentally that Democrats are in league with, are in very much in step with our enemies. They unfreeze the $100 billion from the illegal illicit sale of oil in violation of our sanctions. That keeps the mullahs in power and a lot of people in Iran dead, murdered, and underfoot the way that Democrats like them since the time of Obama sending pallets of cash, which ended up being unwieldy in foreign denominations, down the runway to drop off to Iran. They had to find another way to do it. So now they've just unfrozen the money. The money from what? The illegal oil trade. Well, wait, why is it illegal? We don't have the right to tell them. Well, we did. Congress passed it. It was signed. It was voted for. And then we ignored it. Why? because the Democrats were letting Iran move this oil all over the world. They were moving it through the ports of Venezuela. Some of it got refined there and then shipped back out, all in violation of our sanctions. Democrats then unfroze the money and took a cut. Well, what do you mean, took a cut? We play the audio every day until someone in the national media gets it. John Kirby, spokesperson for Joe Biden, admitting all the money comes back to the Democrat Party. Yeah, Iran pays for our street protests. You mean the ones where you spit on Jews and knock out 21-year-old beautiful young Jewish women in front of their parents, like those protests? Yeah, they're so much fun. We hate Jews, but we love the Iranian money.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some of it. We do.
Oh, it's not all, so it's good. No, it's illegal. You can't launder the money back in to street protests. What you're seeing there is the full-on merger of the Democrat Party and the Iranian leadership. Trump said, to hell with this. I'm going to enforce our sanctions. But I'm going to do it legally, as he does everything else. So what does he get? Say it with me. It's in the Wall Street Journal article this morning. If you would like to read it yourself, so you could explain to your liberal friends, and do speak slowly, okay? Because they got rocks for brains. Russia sends submarine to escort tanker the U.S. tried to seize off Venezuela. Well, Trump's a dictator. He went and took... Oh. There was a court order? Uh-huh. Well, you mean there was a court order for the skipper and the sentry? The first two ships we took? Mm-hmm. Why did Trump need a court order? Sanctions. He's enforcing them. Oh. Okay. Well, now we've got this wild situation, Lee. And this is going to be fun to watch. Because
I'll start the popcorn.
Yeah, really? No. Really, watch this. Because someone is about to finally do what I have been screaming. You will vouch for this, I know, to do. We're about to kick Russia's ass. Now, a lot of you are like, Terry, you never want to go to war with Russia. Well, no, not till we try it economically. We put sanctions on Russia, and then Joe Biden never enforced them.
Right, yeah. Symbolism over substance.
So simple. And so Russia went from a fleet of about 16 of these illicit ships to over 1,000. Russia moves Iranian oil, for processing into Venezuela. Russia moves its own oil. It is a massive operation.
It's called a ghost fleet.
Yes, yes, it's called a ghost fleet. So let me read to you from the Wall Street Journal. At the time the U.S. began pursuing the tanker, which was then called the Bella One, it's the Russian tanker. It was a stateless vessel flying a false flag. Let me read, subject to judicial seizure order. Subject to judicial seizure order, according to the White House. The U.S. had sanctioned the Bella One. Listen to what it was carrying. For care, this is what you got. This is so obscure. I read so many articles on this. Only one of them even explained this. What was it carrying? The U.S. has sanctioned the Bella One for carrying black market Iranian oil, i.e. a Democrat profit center, on behalf of U.S. designated terrorist organizations aligned with Tehran. We got court orders. We got terrorist oil. We've got funding that props up the mullahs. And we've got everybody ignoring it. And quite frankly, Lee, America looking like a buffoon. They're not just defying the sanctions we passed, making them meaningless. They haven't just moved into Venezuela. They have a fleet of 1,000 of these. Mm-hmm. Okay? What do we have? What is going on here? While people on The View cry tears and say a war is going on. No, what is going on? Use this word. Blockade. 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 Well, Trump just went crazy in it. Oh, he's got a court order for that? Yes, he does. Well, where did he get the idea to blow it? Oh, it's in the sanctions as action we might take. Well, did Trump write the sanctions on Truth Social? No, Congress passed them. Oh. Okay. So what's going on right now is a test. Russia is now following that tanker with a sub, and they've painted a stupid little flag on the side, like really crudely.
Yes.
Like the kind of paint my kids have for school, yeah. You know?
Some poor guy on a rope with a spray can.
No, but practically, I think that's what he did. So we're pursuing them. We let them go initially, that one tinker. We were going to round them up. We were going to roll them up. But the Russians said, oh, wait, no, it's not flagless. It's ours. Yeah, see, we're registering it now. So you can't come after it. So this is a Russian provocation. It's a test of Trump to see, will Trump pursue it? The Trump military is saying it will. And we've got all kinds of assets right now deployed in the UK to allegedly go after it. The Russian sub is now shadowing it. So this is going to get to be very, very interesting to watch. It is finally a true confrontation with Russia. And let me tell you what, the liberal media, your liberal friends today, will have no idea this is going on, right? Because we were told Trump was Putin's puppet. But Trump is the only one to get in his face. Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing here. You're not moving this anymore. If they shut this down, this is why, Lee, finally we're hearing that the mullahs and the Iranian leadership are considering a nice vacation, you know, in Russia, like a permanent one.
Yeah,
have you ever heard that before?
No.
What's changed besides the fact that they've got street riots? They can't put them down without oil. They need oil for their cars so they can run them over. They need oil for their tanks so they can kill them. They need oil. They need the money from the oil or they are cooked. Russia was moving it for them. China was moving it for them. Venezuela was helping them with between refining. And mostly they just will move it around on the ships to confuse things and then send it back out. So all those countries in violation of our sanctions at a international law breaking level. You cut off that oil and the Moses, they just go move themselves to Russia. We don't even have to shoot them. We don't have to blow them up. They will take care of it for themselves. And we will have our credibility back. Now, does that sound like Trump going illegally to war with you? To you? Because it doesn't to me.
Nope.
Because they're not. Got that off my chest. This is driving me crazy. He's at war. Hit it. No, he's not. This is the coolest thing I've watched in a long time.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Folks, what is going on right now is fascinating. We put all kinds of sanctions on everyone from Iran to Russia. And then in the Biden regime, Democrats figured out that they could profit from the money that Iran would cut them in, would cut them a share of it for campaign domestic activities. So they unfroze the money and turned their head and they ignored the oil traffic. When you ignore a thing like that, that violates our sanctions and international sanctions as well, by the way, not just ours. What do you get? You get more of it. So what you had, and the Wall Street Journal does a really good job of laying this out today, is everybody using Venezuela as an oil way station for illegal oil. So bad that Bella One, that's the ship that's being pursued by the military right now, was carrying black market Iranian oil on behalf of U.S. designated terrorist organizations aligned with Iran. What they do is they bring this fleet of ships, which grew to over 1,000 under Joe Biden, and they'll move it into Venezuela to port. And what they'll do is sometimes they just move it from one ship to another to hide its origin, and then they'll sail back out. Other times it gets refined or partially refined, depending on what they need. And it just moves right back out. We all watch it on a satellite here, and America does. We just don't do anything. Why? Democrats were getting a cut of the money. You literally got to the point where Iran, a state sponsor of terror vowing to kill us, was funding Democrat street protests in America and had gotten so bold, never forget this, that they were trying to kill Trump, but never the Democrats. Their leadership put a fatwa on him, which is a death sentence, meaning any Muslim who can get close enough to him to kill him or his inner circle, it is incumbent upon them to do so. In other words, religiously, they must do it or have to answer to Allah. So stop for a moment, try to understand Trump's mentality, because nobody else is. We currently have two Iranian assassins in custody. one of whom tried to kill John Bolton, another one tried to kill Mike Pompeo and Trump. I was sent here to do that. We caught him. I think the third is the Butler shooter. I'm pretty sure about that, but I can't prove it, but I'm pretty sure about it. There was a third assassin, Iranian assassin, you'll remember, who was welcomed into the U.S. by the FBI. See, I remember all this stuff. Yeah, he flew right into Texas. We met him at the airport. FBI interviewed him and then let him go on his way. Let him overstay his visa, too. You know, it's weird. We picked him up. We rolled him up. I haven't heard anything about him since. We did roll him up. We picked him up. You want to know when we picked him up? It's the weirdest thing. I just maybe it's a coincidence. We picked him up fleeing the country on a plane the weekend of Butler. Huh. Maybe it's not related. But Trump wonders if it is. So when you see all of this and you see the Democrats have turned Venezuela into a gas station of illegality, you see Russia build up to a fleet of over 1,000 ships moving oil for China, moving oil for Russia, and also moving oil for Iran. You see the Democrats taking a cut of that, and now Iran's trying to kill you on your own soil. Folks, we're at the point, understand this, okay? If we don't break the back of this, every Republican will have to campaign going forward for president from a bunker as Iran tries to kill them on U.S. soil. I will never, as long, I think I will lose every other memory, but about five of them politically while I'm sitting there in the nursing home drooling with no teeth. But I'm going to never forget. I will never forget just weeks after we caught the third Iranian assassin here to kill Trump. Fought one, Trump's head, not Biden's, never Biden's. No one's ever trying to kill the Democrats. Not from Iran, anyway. The president of Iran arrives on our soil for UN confab. And we roll out the red carpet, and he gets a better security detail from the Secret Service than Trump had at the moment when Iran's trying to kill him. Trying to kill Trump. I mean, what the hell? If I was president, I would have said, yeah, sure, no, well, you're good. Come on into the country for the UN meeting. No, we got you back. We're good. Second, that sucker sets foot on U.S. soil, he goes in handcuffs. That's what I would have done personally. You're on your third assassination attempt, but yeah, you're spending the rest of your life in the clink. No, we don't care that you're the president of Iran. Instead, Democrats rolled out the red carpet. Full delegation to meet him. Better Secret Service protection than Trump could get while Iran was trying to kill him on our soil. That's Trump's mentality. Because he's going to be gone in a few years. And so when you watch the Democrats partner with Iran, their street protests funded with the very Iranian oil Joe Biden released, illegal Iranian oil money Joe Biden released. Why? He was ignoring the sanctions. And so China and Iran and Russia went, oh, cool, it's party time. And they used Venezuela as a way station where they would just basically go and switch up the oil and try to confuse where it was going. Trump's like, heck no, you're not doing this anymore. That's why he is bending Venezuela to his will right now. It's that simple. Not hard. Very easy. And so that is the importance of us pursuing this Russian oil tanker as we are right now. This is like spanking your child as an example to the others. And that's what's going on right now. I want to play this really quickly. This is Dan Brulette. He is the former energy secretary explaining the key part most people aren't focusing on here.
The other major news item that developed overnight is the fact that the Trump administration told the interim president, Delcy Rodriguez, that the only way that you'll be able to pump more oil in Venezuela is if you kick all the adversaries out of your country, China, Russia, Iran, Cuba, and exclusively do business with the United States. I mean, that is a complete shakeup of world order. And it could ultimately be what all of this was about to begin with.
It is.
Do you think that that will ultimately come to pass?
Well, I think it might, and I think that's really the important point here. It's not so much the amount of oil, 30 to 50 million barrels. Yes, that's important. Those are very important signals. But I think what the president really has in mind here is the larger geopolitical strategy. If we can put together an allied force with the United States, with Venezuela, with Brazil, with Guyana, where large, large reserves have been found over the last few years, then it fundamentally changes the geopolitics of energy and the geopolitics and foreign policy of the United States.
Yep.
Perhaps you can put together a pact that is a more effective pact against a more aggressive China. Those are the types of things I think the president is thinking about, and he's absolutely right to think about them.
It's that simple. These are not hard things, unless you're the mainstream media and you just want to confuse your sheeple so they don't figure out what's actually going on. Finally, I want to play this for you, the best explanation I've heard of what is actually at stake here and how this technically could turn out. Glenn Beck did it on his show. Take a listen.
Right now, Venezuela has the largest proven oil reserves on Earth, 303 billion barrels. That's $17 plus trillion at the current market value. Okay. Now, here's the part you're not being told. With all of that oil, we don't need the oil. Have you noticed the gas prices? They keep coming down. We don't need the oil. We need to pull the oil out of the ground ourselves, which we are. We need to refine it ourselves, which we are. China needs the oil. China buys 60 to 90% of all of Venezuela's crude exports. China also buys 85 to 90% of all of the oil from Iran. China also buys nearly half of all Russian oil. What's happening right now? Well, 60 to 90% of all of the exports from Venezuela now not going to China. How is China going to be able to power all of their electricity needs? How are they going to do that if they don't get oil from Venezuela? Oh, and what else has been destabilized this weekend? Iran. They buy 85 to 90% of all of the oil in Iran, and those are huge oil reserves as well. So when people say this isn't about oil, or this is about oil, the argument goes back and forth. No, it's not about oil. We don't need it. No, it absolutely is about oil, but not for us. This is about Donald Trump, again, playing to win the long game. You're not going to have any of the oil from Western allies. Not going to happen. We don't need you to win because you have all of the energy. You're not going to do it. We need the energy. The West needs the energy, and you're not pulling it out of our hemisphere. Okay, if Iran and Venezuela fall at the same time, China loses 70% of its non-U.S. regulated oil supply. 70%. What else does that mean besides AI? You lose 70% of your oil from that's non-U.S. You lose 70%. What else can't you do? Well, you can't go into Taiwan. You certainly can't have a war with Taiwan. You can't have AI dominance. There's no BRICS reserve currency. So just on the oil front, absolutely it's about oil, but not the way everybody, oh, that's because Exxon's going to get rich. No, because if you shut down the oil, no war in Taiwan because they don't have the energy to do it. No AI dominance because they won't have the energy to do it. And no BRICS currency. Game over for now. That's why this matters. And that's only one piece of this. Here's what Marco Rubio said over the weekend. We don't need Venezuela's oil. What we're not going to allow, however, is for the oil industry in this hemisphere to be controlled by adversaries of the United States. Is that imperialism? Or is that the defense of the hemisphere?
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.